Supervisor Ken Yeager is the first openly gay elected official in San Jose. He says the current restrictions and the FDA guidelines are unnecessary. Not only that,
they're very archaic and very discriminatory. I certainly remember donating blood on a regular basis prior to 1983, before the ban was put into place. And I know that there are many people in our community, a lot of members of the gay community, that want to donate blood, but FDA guideline forbids them to do that.
The FDA banned gay men from donating blood in 1983. Blood banks started testing for HIV 2 years later, but the FDA is still enforcing the lifetime ban. Supervisor Yeager says there's no medical reason to continue it.
It continues to be one of those aspects where not everyone in our society is able to participate in all activities. Certainly when you think about the ban of on gays and lesbians in the military, our inability to get married, and also, of course, not to be able to donate blood. It just absolutely makes no sense.
Most of the donated blood we use here in the Bay Area comes from the Midwest, and it's very expensive. All the donated blood, regardless of its source, undergoes thorough testing for everything from anemia to HIV. But the FDA's rules are still being applied to blood bank operations across the country. San Jose State University stopped sponsoring blood drives on its campus to protest what it calls discriminatory practices. Again, Supervisor Yeager.
I was very proud of San Jose State for coming forth with the policy that they did recently, and it certainly made me aware that there was an action that Santa Clara County could do that would send a very strong message, and that's why I brought this forth.
Santa Clara County supervisors voted unanimously to formally oppose the FDA's ban on homosexual men's blood, but the board didn't go as far as San Jose State University has. Supervisor Pete McHugh registered his dissatisfaction, saying the board should take a bolder move by stopping blood bank operations on county grounds.
Why do we not follow the lead of San Jose State University? I understand it would have an interim impact on the supply of blood, obviously.
Former supervisor of District 6, Peter Kutras Jr., is now Santa Clara County executive. Kutras says that the board should stay focused on getting more blood donors.
Frankly, and I'll just speak candidly here this morning, the feds could care less whether we ban it on county property or not. It's not going to change their attitude. I think we just hurt ourselves by banning blood drives, that we see whether this begins to have an impact. I'm hopeful that in 2009, there may be more receptivity at the federal level to changes like this.
Supervisor Lisnes concurs.
It is always tempting, I think, to to go further. But in this case, I mean, you all know I'm a nurse already. When somebody needs blood, there is nothing else that saves them. There's nothing else. The blood is a lifesaver. It is in such short supply. So I would urge us, I would vote with Ken this morning, and we'll continue to pursue this at the state and at the national level.
Reporting from San Jose for the KPFA Evening News, I'm Rose Katopchi.